I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A woman bought a cameo video from Lindsay Lohan asking her to come out to her parents. Instead, Lindsay sent the woman a video urging her to do it herself.
Hi, Alana, it's Lindsay Lohan. I know that you are about to take a very big step in telling your parents, you know, who you truly are and what you want them to accept of you. And I think that you should do it yourself. I think that coming from you, you'll feel a lot of power and strength. And it's important that you are who you truly are and that you love yourself and you can live by that and tell your parents that. And I promise you they will understand. I'm sending you lots of love, all the love in the world and strength and support. And God bless you. Stay true to yourself. You're truly beautiful. Lots of love and good luck.
Wouldn't have been, I mean, this is an incredible, really cool story and a cool thing that Lindsay did. Wouldn't it be great if the woman is just like, I want my money back. You didn't do what I asked.
It's $400,
yeah,
dude.
Well, it was half price.
Oh, she's doing half off now.
Yeah, she's doing a half price deal. Oh, I was thinking about it. So it's just $200.
And that's probably why Lindsay said, I'm not going to do it. I'm only doing it for $200.
I'm giving you a half-assed response for your half price deal. Wouldn't that be like, hey, Lindsay, that's not what I asked. Give me my money back.
Wow. Look, I can understand, you know, wanting sharing like really, really difficult news with your parents. You know, that's a for some people, that's really difficult news to share. I hope we come to a point where that never is any difficult news.
But it's also we all agree that the news is easier to digest if Lindsay Lohan tells us.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
That had been such an awkward thing for Lindsay. Like, oh, sweet, got another cameo, $200 in my pocket, and then you find out this is what the person wants. Typically, I think Lindsay's probably wishing people a happy birthday, congratulations on your graduation. Like, that's a... I totally understand why Lindsay's like, yeah, I got to handle this a lot better than what this person wants me to do because I just can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know, it's funny because I usually do what people tell me, you know, like Ron Burgundy. I don't know if I would have thought like Lindsay.
So somebody hit you up and said, hey, can you record a video that's outing me for my parents? You would do it?
Yeah, because I would think, look, this person wants to do it in a way so that they'll be loved and received, and they figure maybe they trust me, like they parent, maybe the parents like me. That's what I would be thinking in my head, is that I'm a helpful conduit to make it go easy. But I agree with you, Steve. I think Lindsay actually picked the better choice.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, if I'm like, I always feel awkward when someone's like, here, talk to my friend. And I,
oh yeah, I hate
and
that.
And then you take the phone and you're like,
I hate
hey,
that.
And they're like, who's this? I'm like, Steve who? I'm like, here's your friend. They can explain this because I feel awkward trying to explain what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know who the hell I am. Like, can you figure this out?
I know. People are just, it's usually when people are at a bar or had a couple of beverages and they always think, this is the greatest idea ever. You're going to talk to my friend.
And their friend's like, they woke them up. They're asleep. It's 2 a.m. And I'm like, hey, it's Steve.
Yeah.
Your friend wants to come out. to party. Not
so awkward.
But I think the reason why Lindsay Lohan said no is because she's been in relation, like same-sex relationships before, and that just kind of gets plastered all over the internet. Somebody else gets to tell her story. She doesn't really get the chance to, or never got the chance to. So she knows firsthand what that's like, and she's like, I wish I could have just told them myself.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective.
So that's what I think maybe why where she came from, which I think is pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
I like what she did.
I think that's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. And then you can talk to your family and be like, hey, by the way, check out Lindsay. She's the one who helped me get through this.
Yeah.
For $200.
It's $200, man. I think that's a perfect example as to why, you know, a lot of folks go, I don't understand. Why do we have to continue to make these topics? Because a lot of people, it's not easy. I mean, we live in Seattle. We live in a place where you can be who you want to be, and a lot of folks are accepted. But other parts mm-hmm. of the country, it's not as cool. And so they still, it's difficult to come out to your parents. Whereas in Seattle, I think you're probably one of the easiest places you can say, look, this is who I am, and you'll be accepted.
But it's like, it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, I hope, like, you know, now being a parent, like, I want to make sure, like, my child, as she grows up, that she knows anything she needs to talk to me about, she should feel comfortable talking about, not whatever it may be. And, you know, because I think about those things when I was a kid, I was terrified to bring up anything around my parents, not because they were jerks. I just was so afraid that they were going to, like, turn into a big ordeal, you know, make me feel bad about whatever. But I remember it was like in high school, because I wasn't dating anyone, I wasn't doing anything, I was just making music in my drum room and playing video games and watching hockey, and my aunt found, was like, do you like girls? It's okay if you don't. And I'm like, yeah, I like girls, I just don't know how to talk to them. She's like, all right. She's like, I was just curious.
Fair.
I love the aunt, though, gets to do it, because the parents go, I don't know what's going on. And the aunt's like, oh, I'll figure it out.
Right. I bet that was the conversation at one point while I'm holed up in my room playing video games with headphones on, not listening to anybody, not talking to anyone. They're probably like, what's going on? And my aunt's just like, I'll find out. And she did it in such a cool way. It wasn't like there was no sense of like, if you don't like girls, you're a bad person. It wasn't like, she didn't give me this vibe that she was like going to be like, I was going to be judged either way. But the way that she just says, like, do you like girls? It's cool if you don't. I'm just curious if you do. Like, totally like girls. Don't know how to talk to them. And she's like, I can't help you with that.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. I really don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to give you game, son.
No, she is like, what do you want from me?
It's such an interesting concept, though, that what you bring up for because I thought the same thing with Lily, too. Of just like, you know, because I was terrified to tell my mom anything. And not that not that I can remember that she ever did anything that made me feel like scared to talk to her, but I just was. And it's like, now I want to be different. But it's like, I wonder if that's just like a thing that kids have growing up. They just don't want to talk to their parents.
You don't want to feel like you're disappointing them.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really a big part of it. Or with my parents, honestly, the biggest fear was that they would just never let it, they would never drop it. Because they would just bring up things still to this day.
That makes sense.
And there are times where even my wife's like, what, you're not telling them that? I'm like, no, we'll never hear the end of it. And like, there's been situations where like, she's like, okay, I get what you're talking about, because something was brought up on, like, she shared something on Facebook, and my parents still to this day will ask her about something that she put up on Facebook, and she's like, I'm not even, like, that's not even a thing anymore. Like, why are you still bringing this up?
Yeah, I think when you're a parent, it's tough because you are the rule maker. And so that child has been growing up under your house, under your rules kind of attitude. And eventually, they're going to go, wow, this may break the rules, but I want to do this. And then that's where the splintering happens, where they may not want to share stuff with parents. I think that's going to happen to every parent no matter what. Because, you know, Danny, as cool as you could be, there you're still making rules. You're still telling Lily no on some things, yes on some things. And Steve, you're going to do the same thing. And eventually they're going to go, well, he says no on this, so there's no way I could tell him that.
Right.
And you'd be like, well, why would that be a problem? But in their brain, it goes, but you're the rule maker.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not have you say no. It's too difficult for me to get a no from you, so I'm not even going to risk it.
Well, I mean, yesterday I was just talking with Tatum. Like, hey, look, if you're out with your friends and you've had too much to drink, don't feel embarrassed to call your father. No judgment. I'll pick you up. And she's just like, I don't even know how to stand or walk. I don't even speak.
Well, she at this point, if you see videos of her, it does look like she's had too much to drink a lot.
Oh, the walking videos are my favorite, because like, she looks like college version Steve.
I can see why you'd have that conversation
two
with her
in the morning, going from, you know, Monopole Bar to a pizza place, Pizza Bono in Plattsburgh.
And as far as you know, she's okay. She's just a casual drinker.
Right.
Okay. Because the way she's walking, I was like, I don't know, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know what's in that booby milk, but I'm telling you, and it's
I don't know what's in that booby milk, everybody has been called. Probably whatever you're wife is putting in her body. That's I think you can figure out.
It is funny when people say like little kids walk like drunk adults.
Yeah.
And like, I'm watching that right now because she's taking like five or six steps and then she thinks she can start running. Like, she's got that mentality of, Oh, I could walk fast when I have my walker, the wheelie thing. Like, it's an ice cream truck. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, okay.
It's made out of wood. It's awesome. But I still start, like, flying on that thing, laughing and having a blast. But when she doesn't have that and she starts walking, she thinks she can do that. So she starts motoring up and just...
Down goes Frazier. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Chilling.
Makes you realize just how, like, what a trip walking is.
Yeah.
And you're in a, because like, we just take it for granted.
I'm not even supposed, I'm not sure we're
supposed. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't think we're supposed to be. I think whatever you talk to biologists, we're really not supposed to be on 2 feet.
I talking to biologists?
Well, that's a good point. So walking, I think, is tough because I'm not sure it's a natural thing we're supposed to be doing. I think we sort of did that out of necessity, more so out of, is that the way our body's supposed to work? You know, when you think of all the spinal problems and stuff we have, I think it's because we're really not supposed to be upright like this all the time.
We should just start walking like animals now, just on our hands and feet or knees.
I think we used
to. Leave work today like that and see what happens.
Yeah.
Where's Vicky? She got admitted for a psych evaluation.
There was some National Geographic special or something where they showed a family that's how they lived. They walked. They were all four family.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know. The only National Geographic special I've ever watched was the one that was showing like women in somewhere, some other country, in their boobies, and I was like, "This is awesome."
Very shocking that's exactly the show you'd watch,
dude. What do you want? My parents didn't have cable; we had National Geographic.
So there you go. Lovely.
Until now, I understand why they didn't want to talk to me, or I was afraid to talk to them.
Yeah, that's it.
Steve, you're always watching National Geographic, hoping to see some random woman's boobs.
You're like, look, if I am ever in Africa, I can talk to anybody, because I know what's going on. At least some of those folks I've seen from National Geographic.
Oh, there it is. Vicky found the family that just walks on all fours.
They're a Turkish family.
Yeah, that's it.
That seems like it would be worse for your back.
I know, my back hurts watching them.
When you think about, though, I mean, it's gravity, you know, rather than
it's gravity.
Well, rather than having the spine compressed, you know, people get shorter and it messes the spine. The spine isn't compressed that way by gravity because you're basically, you're horizontal as opposed to vertical.
I don't know, man. It's creeping me out seeing these guys.
It is weird. I'm not saying it's not weird, but I mean, it's apparently.
And I think everybody needs a sports bra if they're going to walk like that, even the guys.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Gravity will not help you in that department. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, that's so weird, man. Yeah. So, I guess they got shoes on, but they don't got anything on their hands.
Well, you take a look at monkeys and simians, because they're they're able to do that, you know, and they're able to hang out and have a great time, and they can book it too.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't handle going down steps. I never thought about that.
Oh.
I have a whole new respect for my dog.
Could you imagine somebody chasing you on all fours?
Oh, dude,
that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, dude,
that's like horror movie stuff.
And they're fast. Yeah,
it's like
you're
the
right.
Ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. But they can be fast because they're propelling themselves with, not just two limbs, but four.
All right, Stoner question. Do you think you could outrun somebody on all fours?
No, no way, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If they're skilled, if they're skilled, but they're.
I have no chance.
I mean, you're propelling yourself with four limbs instead of two, so I think that would make you quicker.
They'd have to be pretty skilled to be faster than somebody who's like a decent runner, though.
Are you kidding me?
I think so.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know what shape these guys are in, but why are four-legged animals faster than us?
I kind of want to race somebody in this situation. I'm not very fast, but I feel like I could outrun someone on all fours.
Yeah. I think anybody who's the fastest human being can't catch a cat.
Yeah, but we're not cats.
Can't catch a.
But cats are totally different. They're made completely different.
But, I mean, they can run faster than us. Dogs can run faster. Like, almost every four-legged creature can run faster.
Yeah, turtles can't.
Yeah, a truck can go faster than us.
Turtles can't. Okay.
I think I'll run a turtle.
All right.
Probably.
Definitely.
I feel like if you ask it, put your dog on its hind legs and tell it to have a race with you, you're going to win. Well, you ever see a dog try to do the hind leg thing? It can't. It doesn't. It walks like a baby.
I've seen dogs.
Pretty trippy to watch that as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a great conversation where I think we've all been dumber before. You're welcome.
Weed week, it feels like.
Many people say they can make dinner in just 10 minutes or less. So what is the top dish they say they can whip up? I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Okay, so we got this survey that says, man, we got burned out on being in the kitchen by last May or June. So everybody was all for it because of the pandemic.
Right.
But by May or June, a lot of folks are like, okay, I'm over the kitchen thing. And apparently a lot of us have been running on fumes ever since.
See, I'm ahead of my time because I've been over the kitchen thing since cooking ever was a thought to do.
Yeah.
I like takeout.
I'm with you on
that. I wish I could do takeout every night. I would do it.
Same.
Oh, yeah. You're living the Big Bang Theory life.
Oh, no, I'm not. I would love to.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I always say that. Then my wife makes a meal. I'm like, man, it's so damn good. It's so tasty. Like, why do I always, like, romanticize and fantasize about eating takeout, even though the food that she's making is great?
Did you do a lot of takeout growing up?
I'd say once a week.
Yeah.
Like maybe
it was a treat.
Maybe once every couple of weeks. My mom homemade everything.
That's the thing.
And also, I look back on that now, and I'm like, I did not appreciate what my mom was making.
Oh, not at all.
Some of the food that she was making is like, you know, that's like high-end stuff at restaurants, like from scratch.
See, you had your mom's Italian, right?
Yeah.
She could cook. My mom was Irish. My dad was Italian.
Yeah.
I got the bad end of that particular combo. If it was the other way around, I would have had some good cooking.
She would spend all day in the kitchen making our meals. And it probably pissed her off so much when we were like, we just want frozen pizza.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've just been making like this insane like pasta and meatballs, spaghetti, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah. I want frozen pizza.
But whatever you're used to, you don't appreciate. Because right. I had it the other way around where I would have loved a meal from you whenever I went to my aunt's house because mm-hmm. that was the Italian side. Oh my God, it was fantastic. And my mom hated that. And she wouldn't even go. Like I remember we would visit my father's relatives, and now I know why she wouldn't go. Because they'd always put out a spread and my mom could not cook. She really was the stereotype of an Irish person that couldn't cook. It was all boxed Spanish rice. You know, it was like rice-a-roni, yep. hamburger helper, oh, and boiled dinners, which, of course, was the stereotypical Irish specialty. I loved going to a house like yours. Loved it.
I got to think back. Like, she probably wanted to beat us over the head with those stupid TV dinners. Like, but we would get so pumped when I get to TV dinner night, and it's like those like crappy, you know,
had those all the time.
Questionable meat product and the fudge brownie.
Talk about the Salisbury steak from Swanson is fantastic.
Quote steak,
right?
Yeah,
the chicken nuggets. I'm like, it's TV dinner night. It's amazing. And she's like, "You guys suck."
I love those cherry cobblers though.
Yeah. The best. Yeah, no matter what you have, you don't appreciate it because you want the other thing,
right?
And, but, you know, we have all been pretty much like have become, you know, when I say we all, I am not part of this group, but, you know, I know Vicky's gone down the DIY road and, you know, as well as the baking cooking, and I'm going to basically just rebuild my entire house mode.
Yeah.
And, but people are over the cooking thing. Now people say, basically 1 in 3 people say there are times when they'll just whip together a dinner in 10 minutes or less because they just don't want to spend any more time in the kitchen.
Huh.
And there's the top 5 things if you want to be that person.
I'm trying to think in my head, like, what can I whip up in 10 minutes?
I'm this guy, by the way. I'm on the list.
Peanut butter and jelly. I could do that. 10 minutes or less.
Okay, sandwiches on the list, but not peanut butter and jelly.
Well, that's all I got.
That's all you got. You can do this one, though. As a matter of fact, Rev has talked about, like, being a connoisseur of this.
What? Which one?
The number one thing.
Oh, boy. Rev's been a connoisseur of this. Brisket.
I thought I'd take 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's my bad.
eggs. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Eggs are super simple. Egg sandwiches are delicious.
I was very confused because I was going to say oatmeal. I'm like, that's not a sandwich.
No, not the way he makes it.
Well.
So egg sandwich is the number one thing that people can whip up in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah. I used to do that in college. Egg sandwich, I was on a bagel. Like one of those big store-bought bagel bags of bagels, and then just a crap ton of cheese and ketchup.
Spoiler alert, by the way, this list, the top 3 things are basic, could be called sandwiches. Number 4 is always argued whether or not it's a sandwich.
Hot dogs.
And then number 5 is my specialty. Hot dogs is number 4.
Your specialty. Oh, man.
Frozen food.
Fluffernutter? Yeah. Oh.
Microwave dinners. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's my specialty. Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm doing. Uh-oh, my box died. Oh, now my box has died. Oh, there we go. There we go. Sorry, the crowd's a little lethargic this morning.
Well, you know, it's Tuesday. Tuesday's rougher than Mondays.
So, yeah, hot dogs number 4, microwave dinners number 5, egg sandwiches number 1. No. Number 2 and 3 are both sandwiches.
No? I mean, microwave dinner, is that just like you going into the freezer and getting one of those like lean cuisine?
Yeah, that's not.
That doesn't count as whipping up a dinner.
Well, it's on the list.
That's fine. The list is crap for that.
What about those frozen bag meals that'll be like what is it, like shrimp and like fettuccine Alfredo?
The Bertolli ones.
Yeah. You throw those in. And
you mean like some restaurants do, and then they bring it to your plate.
Yeah.
$17.99.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you put them in a little fry pan, and you have to watch it for 10 minutes.
You know, at least
that's not cooking. You're doing the same thing I'm doing.
No.
You're just using
there's way more
effort. There's a couple steps involved.
What are you doing? You throw in a frying pan. What
I guarantee
doing?
You would ruin it.
Yeah, you'd burn it.
And plus, you're afraid of your stove. Like, you couldn't
I'm
do
not
this.
The top able- part of the stove. I'm not afraid of the top part. I'm afraid of the oven.
Okay.
I'm afraid of
that's
the oven.
That's better.
Yeah.
Sounds like a horror film.
Yeah, right. I don't want to go in the oven. I'll go in the top part I can do.
If the meal's already prepared and all you have to do is nuke it, and then all of a sudden it's done. There's no sense of preparation.
10 minutes. I whipped it up.
I don't count.
It's like you Traeger idiots. You think you're cooking? I think I'm cooking.
You still have to prep it. Like, you look at what Danny does with his Traeger stuff.
I have to prep it. I have to open the box.
And what, peel the label slightly?
No, I have to actually poke it with a fork.
Yeah, you have to cut a hole.
I mean, come on.
If you just open the whole thing, all hell breaks
loose. And by
the
way, I also add something to it. I don't just do what they give me. I go get a box of, I get some frozen vegetables, and I do those, and I mix it together.
Okay. So
Jesus. I'm not doing, like, it's. I don't just eat the meal they give me. I get two frozen dinners and combine them.
I am willing to give you that.
Thanks, buddy.
Because at least it involves more than just microwaving something, peeling the little plastic off.
And I put it in a dish. I don't eat it out of the thing either. I think I want to.
Oh, yeah,
like
you're not a savage.
Yeah, I'm on Fancy Diner. And I do
that's
make my
stupid.
And
why are you going to waste a dish in that sense? It's already given you
right.
You bought the dish with it.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You don't eat it in the dish.
Why not?
Because that's presentation. It makes you feel like you're actually made your meal.
Do you pour your soda out of a can into a glass?
Of course I do.
Why waste the energy?
Why would be? What? Because
pop it and drink it.
I'm already eating something that's prepared, and I wanted to make it look like it was home cooked as best as possible.
You
putting it in a dish makes you do that.
What are you worried that Gordon Ramsay's going to randomly knock on your door?
Tricks my brain.
See, okay.
It tricks my brain into thinking that I'm not a lonely man because no one's cooking food for me.
Oh, jeez.
Because if you eat it out of that plastic, it pretty much tells you you're eating a microwave thing. But if you put it in a bowl,
then you're just a guy by yourself eating it in a fancy
bowl. But it's in a bowl. It made me think that somebody made this for me, which would sometimes would be me.
Jeez, do you want us to purchase you like a one of those like realistic life looking dolls?
Oh, a real doll?
You want me to get a blow up doll but put
not
an apron on?
Not blow up. Show some respect.
Okay. Oh, show some respect. It's your idea. I don't know what kind of respect you're giving
show
me.
Show some respect to these dolls. They're not blow up. They're not. You need air to make them. They're lifelike.
Look, presentation is everything. For instance, when I have a Coca-Cola, I have one of those cool Coke glasses, and I fill it with ice, and I go, you know, just like you see in the commercials. Presentation is everything.
I just pop the can open or a bottle. I screw the top off and drink. It's one less dish to do.
The only thing that BJ said in that made sense to me is ice. I like to drink my drinks over ice, so I don't like them straight out of the can.
Okay, I prefer not to have it watered down with that ice.
You know what?
But, you know, everyone does their own thing.
Yeah, the ladies appreciate presentation. I'm telling you right now.
Ladies in your life?
What lady other than your daughter is in your house?
Well, there was this old lady that came over one time, my wife's friend. All I did was take some Trader Joe's spinach dip. I mixed it with some tuna fish. But I put it in a bowl and gave her crackers around the bowl. She thought it was the greatest thing ever. And all I did, and I believe it was part of the presentation. Anybody could have done what I done.
Wow, the bar set real low for you.
Is she old and single? Is that why?
Hey, I don't ask questions, but if you guys don't believe in presentation, the fine restaurants know the presentation is a big part of them. You see them on the cooking show.
Yeah, I get that. I'm going somewhere.
So do it to yourself. Why not? I mean, I'm home. I'm alone. I go to the, I have some nice china. Why not?
Do you like candles when you're having some alone time?
I never, that's never my thing.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, like, that's what my wife would do. She would cook it for me and put it in that bowl, give it to me that way. By the way, I also make a salad for myself, which is basically, I take the chicken that I open from the canned chicken, okay. And then I take the lettuce from the salad mix bag and put
toss
that
together.
And I toss the salad, you know, like a professional, and I throw the dressing on there. So that's making dinner too, right?
Somebody says, I agree with you 1,000,000%, BJ. Martha Stewart said, if it doesn't look delicious, it won't be delicious, or something to that effect. Peace out.
I guarantee.
Peace out, Texter.
Peace out. I would let you buy any microwave dish you buy, Steve. Go to the store and buy whatever you want, and then I'll do my method. And I guarantee people, and then we won't tell them which one. We'll say one of them is a microwave preparation, and the other one is actually home cooked, and they're not going to tell the difference. They won't know. They'll know that mine's the best one.
The last time someone in the Shea household went head to head with me in a cooking challenge, remember how that went?
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with
it. Yeah, but you're not cooking. You're just going to microwave something and put it in that stinky little container.
I can prepare it just fine.
Yeah. Oh, I know you can. You just throw in the microwave.
All right.
But I'm going to put it in my fancy bowl. With also my special vegetables that I put in there. Yeah.
In a bag of chips, if you're having like a bag of chips, are you going to reach into the bag of chips or do you pour it into a bowl?
I have a snack bowl.
Okay.
Oh, you kidding me? I throw everything in my
snack bowl. I guess I do that with popcorn. I don't like when I microwave popcorn. We usually hot air pop it, but if we microwave it, we still put it in that bowl.
Yeah, you don't want your hands to get all buttery.
Yeah.
The top.
Well, you don't even want to hear what I do with snacks. Because, I mean, I'll blow your mind.
Lower the lights.
I will blow your mind. Sarah will she'll testify. I get multiple snacks and mix them. Like, I'll get the multiple bags of popcorn, the multiple bags of and peanuts. I will get one big bag that there's one popcorn bag I don't throw away. Like, as soon as it's empty, that's my mixing bag.
Uh-huh.
And then I just get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, mix it all up, throw it in a bowl. Which, of course, it's a fancy, nice snack bowl that I got, you know, a nice one. And then people go, dude, what is this? This is over the top.
This is over the
it's
top.
Presentation.
I don't deserve this kind of treat.
You don't deserve. How many people give you? You get a little bit of Dorito, maybe a Lay's potato chip, plus your favorite popcorn.
It's the BJ trail mix.
There's a peanut. Yeah, I mean, you get it added in a bowl. It's got the
just one peanut.
Yeah,
one peanut.
Only
one lucky
peanut.
Eater gets a peanut.
It's presentation. And here's your nice little soda glass with the tss, and the cola in there.
I realize I'm similar to BJ, but in a way he hates. I like having a different type of presentation. I eat almost everything out of mugs.
What?
I have giant mugs that you could use for soup, but I'll put my leftovers in there and put them in the microwave. But I eat everything out of a mug. I'll drink everything out of a mug because I love collecting them. So I'll drink soda out of
a
mug.
But you're saying everything. So what about chicken tenders? Would you put them in the mug?
If you had a microwave.
Yes, I probably would put them in a mug because then I could still put the dipping sauce and I'm not going to make a mess.
We work with weirdos.
We work with weirdos. This guy puts friggin' Axe in his mouth for mouthwash, and you take off all your clothes just to go to the bathroom.
Like I said, we work with weirdos.
We weren't
including ourselves.
That's a good point.
Ourselves.
You just rested the case. You're right. I can't.
I think mine's the least weird of all of you.
Oh, okay. Don't go on to that.
Of the examples
you set. No, that's not. It's weird that somebody wants to put a nice presentation with their food. That's weird. Martha Stewart and I mean, you know what? She's not
for
weird.
For yourself, it's weird.
What do you mean for yourself, it's weird? If you don't treat yourself the best, who's
going yourself.
To? You gotta treat yourself. You know what I mean? If you don't treat yourself good, who's going to?
So is it BJ, you should try Home Chef. Easy meals mailed to you. Many can be made in 10 minutes.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. I've got some frozen dinners that I buy at the store that I like a lot. I looked at those other things. Look, even Russell Wilson's got some stuff he's selling.
Well, he's selling clothes and food now?
Oh, yeah.
And
Russell's,
cologne?
Oh, yeah. Russell's got food.
No wonder why we're not in the playoffs.
But I mean, it's like, look, it's twice the price.
Just like his pants.
Yeah, see, I like what I get. But thank you for the Home Chef. I did look into it, but
Home Chef is awesome.
So can you microwave it? Is that, or you get, I'm not going to, no, I don't cook.
I don't think Home Chef is microwave. We've done all the meal prep services. We love them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there nowadays. Yeah. And some of them are just like, it looks like a microwavable Tupperware thing, and it just gets given to you, and boom.
I want to say that's Freshly.
Freshly.
Oh, yeah. Freshly, yeah. My wife actually has Freshly sent to my mother-in-law. Those you can freeze. I think you can microwave. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's telling me. I've heard of Freshly, though.
So does that agree with you, BJ? You got to be your own best friend before you can be anyone else's best friend.
Another
person, 1,000%. What BJ played up all my food. Next text, BJ, you'll make somebody a nice wife someday.
Oh, I've already made somebody a nice wife.
Johnny Rubbers.
Dude, I've decorated... I decorated my wife's apartment. She gets credit for like how her apartment looks, and she has to sheepishly go, I didn't do this. They go, what do you mean you didn't do this? My husband pretty much goes out and does all these things and picks out all these designs. I know, I'm a really great wife. If I'm ever available, I'll let you guys know. All right, yesterday, Steve, guess what happened to this? He did get it right. He's on a roll, this Steve.
Oh. Space Force airs on what streaming service?
Peacock.
No.
Oh. Netflix?
Yes.
I wish there wasn't a Peacock service, because he's going to answer that just because he likes the name.
Yeah. Well, and also because they have the WWE.
Yeah, it's in his brain now.
WWE Peacock. I almost left out the P, and I thought that could sound weird.
Yeah, good call. Think?
Yeah.
Great call.
Yeah. Especially when talking about oiled up sweaty men.
Okay. If you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Peacock over here at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.